scientists may have found a way to make children eat green vegetables, but they've got to get them to eat it for 15 days. Simone Austin, accredited practicing dietitian with the Dietitians Association of Australia. Simone, good morning to you.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning it is.
It's a bit like Catch-22, you know. The Catch-22 described the situation that if you were insane, you could be discharged from the army. But if you applied to be discharged from the army, it was proof positive that you were sane. If you're trying to get children to eat their greens, you're not going to be able to get them to do it for 15 days in a row, which is the way to get them to eat their greens.
I think that we've got to take away the power play of, you know, you must eat those greens or you can't leave the table, and just put them on there without too much fuss, not a huge amount, and you can vary. It doesn't have to be the same green every single day.
Righto. So do you reckon it would? Look, oysters, for example. If I ate oysters for 15 days in a row, would I end up liking them?
You probably would, because taste is actually influenced very much by your smell and when you're used to the texture or not. So something like oysters, a very unique texture. So you tell yourself you don't like them because it's new and they're a bit weird. But then after you get used to it, you think, oh, it's not so bad after all. And then you start to like the smell and the taste. And then the texture, and then you actually enjoy the food.
I'm just thinking Steve Price is going to come back with a taste for ostrich bottom.
Well, you never know.
Bad news for the ostriches of Melbourne, isn't it? Hey? So have you got a strategy for getting, I mean, if can parents come to you and say, you know, Marmaduke only drinks Fanta and eats Tim Tams, can you turn him around?
Well, I can certainly help maybe stop buying some less of those other foods that you've just mentioned. But very much making them tasty, so putting them into stir fries or adding some balsamic vinegars or some herbs and getting them to even choose, do you want this green, like peas, or do you want beans today? So maybe giving them a choice, but it is that they're going to have one. So the choice is not do you want them or not. It's which one would you like, and making them taste nice. Don't boil them to death.
But peas do taste nice anyway, but
absolutely.
But broccoli doesn't. Broccoli's hideous.
Well, I just cooked broccolini for my children last night, just steamed it lightly, a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper, and they ate most of it.
Simone?
It's the way you cook it.
You're a better woman than me. thanks, Simone. Simone Austin, practicing dietitian.